Yes, good evening. My name is Tony calling from National Opinion Survey. Okay, and I'm not selling anything. I'm just conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Can I speak with Ruthie Williams, please?
Speaking.
Okay. All right, ma'am, and just for qualification purpose for this survey, does anyone in the household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No, nobody.
Okay. All right, and are you 21 or older and registered to vote?
Yes.
Okay. All right, ma'am, I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote on November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Would that be definitely will vote, probably vote, or 50-50 chances?
Definitely.
Okay. All right, ma'am, now, are you of Hispanic or Latino or Spanish origin? Yes or no?
No.
No? Okay. All right, then, just for qualification purposes, what is your race?
Black.
Okay. All right, ma'am, and just for qualification purposes, what is your age?
89.
All right. All right, ma'am, now I'm going to read you a list of different issues and concerns. You know, some people say they want president and Congress most focused on. Okay, for each, I want you to rate me on a scale from 0 to 10. How important, you know, of an issue is for you to have them focus on? You say 10 if it's the most important, 5 is somewhat important, and 0 if it isn't important at all. You can use any number from 0 to 10, okay? The first one would be making college more affordable from 0 to 10.
10.
Okay. Reducing substance abuse in our communities. Improving K through 12 education.
10.
Lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs.
10.
Okay, thank you. All right, ma'am, and do you believe that health, you know, that health outcomes in general, you know, in the African American community are better, worse, or about the same as in white communities?
Now, repeat the beginning of the question.
Do you believe that health outcomes in general in the African American community are better, worse, or about the same as in white communities?
I say worse.
Worse, okay. Mm-hmm. And now thinking about race relations in America today, do you think that things are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse for black people?
Well, when you figure it out, it's about the same because so many
about the same.
Pretend, so many pretending, yes, yeah, about the same.
Oh, okay. I remember, in which of the following do you feel are having the most negative impact on the African-American community? You can select up to two choices, okay? Would that first one would be heroin and cocaine, meth and crack, marijuana and other cannabis products, opioid and fentanyl, vaping, ketamine, ecstasy, and other party drugs, alcohol, or cigarettes?
I don't know about all the drugs, but I would say cigarettes and marijuana.
Marijuana, okay. All right, thank you. Okay, ma'am, I want to ask you your opinion about something called tobacco harm reduction. Tobacco harm reduction is a public health strategy focused on lowering the health risk associated with smoking cigarettes through cessation support. Abstains, you know, education and moving adults who can or won't quit cigarettes to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products. Do you agree or disagree that advancing tobacco harm reduction will improve health, you know, outcomes in the African American community? Would that be a strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Somewhat disagree.
Somewhat disagree. Okay. All right, ma'am. And now I'd like to ask you, rate your familiarity with several different smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products. For each one, please tell me, are you very familiar, somewhat familiar, or not at all familiar with the product? The first one will be heat, not burn tobacco products. Very familiar, somewhat, or not familiar?
Not familiar.
What about e-cigarettes or vapes?
Not familiar.
Oral nicotine pouches.
Not familiar.
Okay. All right, and now I'd like to give you additional information about smoking today in America. As you may know, smoking rates have gone down consistently for decades, but about 30 million American adults are still smoking today. That's about 1 in 9 adults. Smoking remains the leading cause of preventable deaths, accounting, for nearly 500,000 American lives lost each year. That's about 1 in 5 deaths, and quitting is hard for adults who smoke. Only 1 in 10 who try to quit smoking are successful. Many have instead successfully switched from cigarettes, the most harmful form of tobacco, to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine alternatives. After hearing this, would you say that it is the primary reason for this changes? The cost, has gone up, more government restrictions and bans, more education and anti-tobacco advertising, or is it introduction of smoke-free alternatives to cigarettes to the market?
I think it's a smoke-free alternative.
Okay, smoke-free alternatives, okay. Okay, ma'am, now I'd like to read you two statements about cigarette smoking. Please tell me which of the following statements do you agree with more, okay? The first one said, we must recognize that not everyone can or will easily quit smoking. And while we will continue to educate people about the harm of smoking and support their efforts to quit through traditional cessation products like nicotine patches and prescription medications, we should also ensure adults who smoke have, the information about and access to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine alternatives that will reduce their long-term health risk compared to cigarettes. Okay, and the other one says, while it may be difficult to quit smoking, we should continue to focus entirely on getting people to quit all tobacco and nicotine through education about the harm of smoking and the use of traditional cessation products like nicotine patches and prescription medications. So which one do you agree with most, the first one or the second one?
The second.
The second, okay. All right, ma'am, would you say that the vaping is more or less harmful to your health than smoking cigarettes?
I don't know anything about smoking. I never smoked. Nobody.
Okay,
smoked
so you
in my house,
so you wouldn't know if vaping is more harmful.
No, I wouldn't.
Okay, no problem. All right, ma'am, we almost done with this survey. I only have some statements to read to you, and we should be done. I really appreciate your time and help with this survey, okay? Okay, now I'm going to read you to you some statements people have made about smoking, and the importance of smoking-free tobacco and nicotine alternatives to cigarettes. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement, 5 means that you somewhat agree, and 0 means that you don't agree at all with the statement, but you can use any number from 0 to 10. Okay, medical professionals who should have access to scientific information on smoke-free tobacco products that can save hundreds of thousands of lives have, a responsibility to inform and educate their adult patients who smoke about smoke-free products. It's important for patients across all communities to have access to this type of information from trusted sources like doctors and nurses. Do you not agree at all, somewhat agree, or strongly agree? But you can use any number from 0 to 10.
I strongly agree.
What number would you say from 0 to 10? All the way to 10 or 8, 9?
All the way to 10.
Okay. Okay, if when someone is overdosing on opioids, you know, their lives may be saved by using another drug like naloxone or Narcan. This drug doesn't cure their addiction, but it saves their life. And we hear about opioid deaths every night on the news. By smoking kills five times as many people as opioid. And the FDA is choosing to ignore, you know, the science that shows there are less harmful alternatives that, you know, adults who smoke could be using. We should take the same approach with cigarettes that we take with other drugs that get a lot of more media coverage. Would you say do not agree at all, somewhat agree, or strongly agree from 0 to 10?
Somewhat agree.
What number would you say from 0 to all the way to, you can give me any number of agreeness.
7.
About 7, okay. All right, ma'am, the last one says, let's be clear, okay? When we talk about giving adults who smoke a choice to switch to less harmful alternatives, we are not saying they should quit. Quitting all tobacco and nicotine is the best choice for adults who currently smoke. And we should continue to educate everyone on the risk of tobacco use and support cessation efforts for people who still smoke. But not everyone is able to quit, and some people may just choose not to. That doesn't mean we should leave them to die. We can encourage people to quit and still provide adults who smoke with less harmful alternatives until they do. Okay, do not agree, somewhat agree, or strongly agree?
I strongly agree.
Would that be all the way 10 or 9 or 8? What number?
10,
okay. All right, thank you, ma'am. All right, ma'am, and sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds, okay? It's okay if you did not, but if I'd like to ask you again, do you agree or disagree that advancing tobacco harm reduction, the public health is tragedy focused on lowering the health risk associated with smoking cigarettes through cessation support, abstains education and moving adults who can or won't quit cigarettes to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products would improve health outcomes in the African-American community. Would you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree with that?
I strongly agree.
Strongly agree. Okay. All right, ma'am. In the last 30 days, have you used any of the following products, like heat, not burn tobacco products? Yes or no?
No.
Oral nicotine pouches?
No.
Pipe tobacco?
No.
Smokeless tobacco such as dip or chew?
No.
E-cigarettes or vapes?
No.
Cigars?
No.
And cigarettes?
No.
Okay. All right. Thank you. All right, ma'am. Switching gears a bit, the last few questions are just for a statistical purpose only, okay? What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
First year college.
Okay. I got some college or vocational certificate
college.
Okay. Some college. Okay, and are you married? I'm married, live with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Divorce.
Okay, divorce. All right, ma'am, do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
And which of the following may describe how you think of your current economic situation? Would you say you're wealthy, upper middle class, working class, or low income?
Middle class.
Middle class, okay.
I'm
all right, now how would you?
Because I can't get anything.
Oh, and how would you describe the area where you live? Am I urban, suburban, or rural?
Not suburban, rural.
Rural, okay. And do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community? Yes or no?
No.
Okay, and regardless of how you previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, and independent, or something else?
Democrat.
And would you call yourself a strong Democrat or not a strong Democrat?
strong Democrat.
Okay. I remember in the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or someone else?
Joe Biden.
Joe Biden. All right. If the 2024 election for president were held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Joe Biden, who would you vote, Donald Trump or Joe Biden?
Democrat Joe Biden.
Oh, okay. All right, ma'am. With this concludes our survey. Really thank you for your time and participation. You have a great evening. Appreciate your help, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye.
Bye.